if you have a dog, okay, and I say his name is Rover, what would you say?
I have that one.
If the dog's name is Rover and you wanted to attack the other dog, what would you say?
Sick him, Rover. Go get him, Rover. Mm-hmm.
If you want the dog to come here, and his name is Spot, what do you say?
Come here, Spot.
Mm-hmm. Or any shorter than that?
A lot of times it's your Spot or something like that.
A dog that is not of a regular breed is what?
Mongrel?
Have you heard any other names for it besides that?
Sometimes a cur.
Or scrub, have you heard that? Scrub?
Pardon?
A scrub.
No, I never
or
heard that.
A fife?
Yes.
Heard that? Mm-hmm. Could you repeat each of these then?
I've heard of the stray dog called a mongrel or a cur or a feist.
If a man has a scratch here and he says it was done by a dog and it was done by the dog's mouth, you would say that he was...
He was bitten by a dog.
The male counterpart of a cow is what?
A bull.
Mm-hmm. Special words that are used just by the farmers that you know of? Any special words used by women or in the presence of women or bull around here?
Well, the male cow.
That common around here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And any of these used beast?
Oh, I've heard that, I think, but it isn't common.
Top cow or cow brute?
No.
Or cow critter? Toro?
No.
Tuppen ox?
No.
Or seed ox? And do women avoid the use of bull around here?
They used to, but they don't anymore, I don't think.
Then the one that gives the milk is called?
That's the milk cow.
Mm-hmm. Or just, if she doesn't give any milk, maybe use it for beef or anything, just in general, she's called just plain cow?
I think so.
If you have if you don't have horses, you may use a kind of cattle for pulling the plow. What are these called?
Oxen.
And if you have two of them, you say you have
oxen.
Yeah, and if you have two of them, you hook them up to something. You would have a
yoke. Yoke of oxen.
And if you have four, you would have two yokes.
Well, I suppose so. I don't know that I ever.
If you were talking about two.